Uncensored.
I called the plays today.
The whole day?
The whole day.
And why? I mean, just the idea of changing, what was behind that?
Yeah, just my own reasons.
Sorry, is this the first game you've called plays this season?
It is.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Light, and $5 cocktails, cheeseburgers, and brats. When football is on, you have to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you've got guys running that dealership that are stick carriers just like each and every one of you. And because of that, they are giving you a special deal that nobody else gets. Go to Mastro Subaru, whether it's in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans. Tell them you're a stick carrier and you get special stick carrier pricing just for being a Bucks fan. It's that simple. New and pre-owned vehicles, they've got a huge selection. You go in, tell them you're a Bucks fan, tell them you're a stick carrier, and they're going to take some money off of that price just for you. Mastro Subaru with two locations in Orlando and Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
I'd do it right now, but I don't know what that is.
What the fuck? Somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. All right, this is Bucks Uncensored. Fresh off another loss for our Bucks. And a game that likely put the nail in the coffin for Dirk Cutter. There's so many things wrong with this team right now. But looking at Sunday, Fitzmagic is now Fitzmuggle. I mean, the guy is human, okay? There's no magic. There's no special power. Okay, Fitzpatrick played. I mean, you could make an argument that was the worst quarterback play the Bucks have had this year. But Jameis, okay, I get it. But you're talking about an interception, multiple interceptions. You're talking about running up the middle. You've got the first down. You turn backwards, lose 4 yards. Instead of it being first and goal from inside the five, it's now third and four. You don't get it, and you miss the short field goal. Oh, and by the way, Fitzpatrick also took off running and then had a forward pass. Oh, and then at the end of the first half, with 8 seconds on the clock, he throws a fucking dump-off pass to Jaquizz Rodgers over the middle. If we're going to get on Jameis Winston,
for making some bonehead, dumbass plays. As a 24-year-old, we should do the same for a 35-year-old from Harvard. Okay? Ryan Fitzpatrick looked absolutely lost. So was it him? Was it Dirk Cutter? Dirk Cutter said this was the first game he called plays. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. Now, is it the first full game where he called every single play? Maybe. But come, don't patronize us. We're not naive. We know you've had your hand in it. And Dirk Cutter said, well, why now? And he said he has his reasons. Yeah, you want to know what his reasons are? He's about to be fucking fired. So Fitzpatrick was awful. Dirk Cutter was awful. The coaching staff was awful. The kicking game was awful. And notice how I said kicking game and not Chandler Catanzaro. We need to be better than that as fans. Because you can call it a curse, you can call it whatever it is, whether you believe in curses or not. But every fucking kicker, whether they were successful in college or pros, comes to the Bucks and fucking just forgets how to kick. I find that hard to believe. I find that, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times. Only Will Ferrell as George Bush can answer that. And that's me going from Aguayo to Folk to Catanzaro. And no, you're not talking about any Hall of Fame kickers, but you're talking about Aguayo, who was the most accurate kicker in college football history. Nick Folk, who had had a great season with the Jets 1 year before, came here, forgot how to kick. Catanzaro, who's been a solid young kicker for the Cardinals, and I think he was with the Jets last year, comes to the Bucks, forgets how to kick. Common denominator between all three, Brian Anger is the holder. Is he at fault? Maybe. Maybe not. As you'll hear in some of the Bucks takes and I saw on Twitter, Catanzaro was practicing into the kicking net on the sideline. I shit you not. Well, it's one thing for me to say it. Let's just bring in my buddy Craig from Vegas, who was in for this game on Sunday and got to witness what Catanzaro did on the sideline.
We're sitting two rows behind the Bucks bench today, and to top the debauchery that happened today, Chandler Catanzaro misses the net, warm-up net, and almost put it into the end zone. So that's how comical the kicking situation has become as well, too.
Y'all hearing that? Chandler Catanzaro missed the kicking net on the sideline. You know the net that you stand literally right in front of and kick into? He fucking missed it. Missed it. Holy shit. I mean, there's no holder for that, right? They just use that little device to hold the ball up. I mean, damn. Okay, so Fitzpatrick is Fitzmuggle, right? From Harry Potter fame. Dirk Cutter, terrible. Chandler Catanzaro, terrible. The Bucks didn't win or lose this game because they missed a field goal. There's a lot wrong. Yes, he's an easy target because he missed easy field goals. But where I don't understand where the outrage is for Fitzpatrick. I mean, just an awful quarterback perform off fuck yards. Jameis put up yards. Fucking quarterbacks put up yards. I don't give a fuck how many yards you put up. You put up three fucking points. Okay? Same thing with Fitzpatrick that happened with Winston. No fucking run game. A defense that can't generate any turnovers. A defense that can't generate any pass rush, and a quarterback that's pressing. Now, I had a better understanding of some of Winston's throws. Now, I remember one where we were all like, what the fuck are you doing? But some, it's like, okay, right read, a little bit overthrown, a little bit here. There were some for Fitzpatrick that I was like, what in the absolute fuck are we doing? First off, why does this Sean Williams or whatever his name, Wilson, all of a sudden, like, he's getting more touches than Ronald Jones did? The guy's scared of contact, and we're trying to run him up the middle. We're trying to fucking throw it to him in the end zone. And not only were we throwing, then Fitzpatrick fucking overthrows him and it's picked off. Damn. And then there was a couple where I didn't even know where Fitzpatrick was throwing the football. Awful game for him. Awful game for the kicker. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and talk about this game and not talk about the lack of balls and testosterone along the Buccaneers' defensive line. This is not the first time or first year. It's not the second year. It's probably not even the fifth year in a row we have mentioned this. But damn it, if this Buccaneer defensive line isn't the softest fucking unit in the NFL. This was Jason Light's big task this offseason. Revamp the defensive line. Bring in Jason Pierre-Paul. Bring in Vinny Curry. Invest a first-round pick in Vita Vea. Get help for Gerald McCoy. They did it all. Invested a lot of money. It's a lot of money on that line. I want to say it's close to $60 million or between $50 and $60 million. But think about that. $50 and $60 million along your defensive line. Curry didn't play, but I got news for you. We got more production or as much production out of Vinny Curry as we did Jason Pierre-Paul and Gerald McCoy fucking combined. Now, Jason Pierre-Paul, I'm all right. Jason Pierre-Paul can have a down game every once in a while because he shows up and shows out. This is not new news for anybody. This is not about him as a person, and if you just want to keep him because he's a good person, good on you. If the Bucs don't get rid of Gerald McCoy this offseason, they have made another massive mistake. Okay? I believe his guaranteed money is up after this year. I damn sure hope they're not thinking about another contract for him. And I don't... Oh, McCoy is a warrior. He was hurt. Fuck that. Fuck that. Many of those players out there are warriors. Playing through injuries, playing through bruises or sprains. That's what football's all about. And if you think that I'm going to coddle someone or, you know what, he tried hard. I fucking have never come on this fucking podcast and said that anyone has tried hard. Let's give him a round of applause for trying. You want to be applauded for trying? Go back to fucking Little League, okay? This is the professionals. This is a league to which you're making more than $10 million a year. And Gerald McCoy, we never hear your fucking name, and we never see you make impact plays. Never. You want to talk a big game? You want to be a captain? You want to be a leader? You want to do all this bullshit? But you ain't leading shit right now. And if we're going to get on the head coach for that locker room being a mess... then we should get on every captain and leader in that locker room as well for allowing it to happen. Again, McCoy being one of those people. They brought in all these pieces. There were no excuses anymore for McCoy. And he doesn't produce. Then he gets injured. Again, injured. Calf, sprain, whatever the fuck it ended up being. And then he plays in this game today, and I'm supposed to just fucking shoot confetti out of my ass that McCoy tried and played? Now factor in that this Redskins team has three starters down on their offensive line. They're fucking picking up guys off the street, and their fucking offensive line dominated a soft pussy ass defensive line for the Bucks today. Period. And this isn't just a reflection on the defensive line. Jason Light, what the fuck are you doing? They fucking signed Jonathan Cooper, who's sitting at home. He kicks the absolute fuck out of McCoy today. And you continue to trot out one of the worst, maybe the worst, offensive guard in all of the NFL in Caleb Benenach. Yet Cooper's sitting right there at home doing nothing. Gets signed, comes in, and kicks the shit out of your expensive defensive line. Your overpaid, underperforming defensive line. Got their ass rocked today by one of the most depleted and patchwork offensive lines in the NFL. The kicker situation and situations like that is what is ultimately going to lead to the fate of Jason Light. But damn it, if we are not to the point, and I get it, the Glazers were patient with Raheem Morris. They stood by Greg Schiano. They waited until Lovie Smith had shown he couldn't coach. The Glazers have never fired a coach in season. And I'm not going to sit here and say that they have to now. They don't have to do anything. The season's over. It's over for you. It's over for me. So why the fuck do we care? We just wanted to win. You're not going to win this year. So I'm not, I think most of you that listen to this podcast know, I'm not one that's going to be like, hey, they ended up going 7-9. They really tried hard. I just told you what I think of the phrase trying hard. It's not going to happen on this podcast. This season's a wash for me because I want a winner. And if they're not going to the postseason or going to compete for a postseason run this year, then I've already turned my attention to potential coaching candidates, potential GM candidates, potential president candidates, potential draft picks, and potential free agents. Don't think that I have not looked at all those already. I want to be prepared. And it looks like that preparation is going to come full circle much earlier than any of us fucking wanted it to. Damn it. But I'm not going to sit here and just say, fire Cutter. Yes, yes, listen, I'm with you. A change is going to need to be made. We are the Bucks mob. Our voices will be heard, and you will feel the heat. You will feel the heat from the Bucks mob and the fire at the end of our sticks. We demand change for the better. And we demand it as soon as possible. If you think I'm going to sit here and have all the answers, I don't. But I have one decision the Glazers need to make, and they need to make it right now. And by the time you listen to this podcast, they might have already made it. There are two options for them moving forward. They stick with Cutter until the end of the year and ride it out with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Personally, I do not want Jameis Winston in there at quarterback while Dirk Cutter is head coach of this team. I don't want it. One has to wonder, and I know at least maybe half the people out there probably don't like Winston or are going to be overly critical, but one has to wonder, has Jameis Winston gotten the coaching he needed? Remember when he was drafted? first overall, 20, 21 years old, turns the ball over, smart quarterback, understands the game, understands defenses, but is going to need some development, is going to need some coaching. Well, he's now been in the league 4 years, all with the same coach. For those that have said he hasn't gotten better, has he not tried to get better? Because, I mean, I see him working his ass off all the time. He's not lazy. He's definitely in shape. I think he's putting in the effort to try and get better. Now, does it fall on him for not getting better? Yes. Does it fall on the coaching staff? I think it has to. I think we have to question whether or not this coaching staff has been holding back players from future development, offensively and defensively, and that includes your starting quarterback. Dirk Koetter drew a line in the sand. It was almost like his hand was forced to put Jameis Winston back in there, but he never wanted to. He was ride or die with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And wouldn't you know, most teams, most organizations that have had the ride or die philosophy with Ryan Fitzpatrick have ended up dying. Streaky quarterback who looks good for short periods and shitty other times. And I think you could look at, listen, he had great games. He had great games against the Saints to start the year and a really good game against the Eagles. Wasn't as dominant as his game against the Saints, but it was good. Then he was awful against the Steelers. Awful. And all I heard was Fitzpatrick really brought them back. You know, the defense was actually playing well in the first half of that Steelers game. But all of his turnovers early on led to the Steelers getting a big lead. But he brought him back. Yeah, he brought him back in garbage time to pile up the stats. The next week, Bears jump all over him. They have to bench him and put Winston in because Fitzpatrick was so bad against the Bears. Okay? So then we fast forward to the garbage time he had. When the Bengals were up and tried to bring them back, couldn't win. Did a good job, though, of making it a game. Obviously, the Bengals defense has not been very good, so that falls on Jameis. But you see ups and downs for both of these quarterbacks all year long. And I guess all I'm saying is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is not bulletproof, and Jameis Winston's not bulletproof. But is it on them or is it on the coaching? Dirk Koetter obviously doesn't want Jameis Winston. He's desperate, just like my podcast last week, desperate times. When you face desperate times, you do desperate things. Koetter wants to call the plays. He wants to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's just trying to save his job. He's not trying to build a fucking team. I don't know if he's ever tried to build a fucking team here. Honestly, I don't even know what the fucking plan has been. What, avoid running backs at all costs? Just get a bunch of wide receivers and tight ends and hope that one of your quarterbacks figures it out? Throw the ball 60 times a game and don't expect any interceptions? I mean, I don't know what the fucking plan is. And I damn sure don't know what the fucking plan is on defense. So you got two options now. You stick with Koetter and you stick with Fitzpatrick. By no means do I want to see Jameis Winston running Dirk Koetter's plays that he's calling. That is not a good omen for the future of the organization. But I will repeat this and I will bang the table for it. You got a 24-year-old quarterback that was selected first overall just a few years ago. I refuse to just give up on the kid. He's not Jamarcus Russell. He's not one of these other busts that didn't give a shit and only wanted the money. I want to see what Jameis Winston can be like with a legit coaching staff that knows how to develop quarterbacks. So if you want to go to Filippo or whatever his name is, the offensive coordinator with the Vikings, or you want to go to Matt LaFleur, who's working with Marcus Mariota in Tennessee, or you want to go with a John Harbaugh and bring in a veteran offensive coaching staff, whether it be like a Jim Caldwell or even a Marty Morningwig or whoever you want. Or you want to go with Eric Bieniemy, who's now the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs after seeing what Matt Nagy has done and seeing what Doug Peterson have done, the last two offensive coordinators for the Chiefs. Peterson's gone on to win a Super Bowl with the Eagles, and look at what Nagy's doing his first year with the Bears, turning them around. Andy Reid trains his coaching staff to run professional organizations and build complete teams, something the Buccaneers haven't done in years. If you're the Glazers, this is your organization. You have made mistakes with your coaches and GMs multiple times over the last decade. If you know in your heart of hearts that Dirk Cutter's not going to be your head coach after this year, and you got your 24-year-old first overall pick and a quarterback you were hoping could become your franchise quarterback sitting on the bench, and you're 3-6, what would you do? I know what I would do if I was the Glazers. Dirk Cutter would be gone. Todd Monken would be elevated to interim coach. I'm not hiring him as the head coach, by the way. You know, this is the interim coach comes in, he does some good things, and then you just want to hire him. No. This team needs to clean house. This organization needs to clean house. Get rid of it. Because remember, it's not just Dirk for 3 years. There are ties to Lovie Smith in the 2 years prior. So you're talking about 5 years. 5 years of Light and Cutter, and then Cutter went from OC to head coach, and it's ugly, right? I'm firing Cutter. Munkin's my interim coach. Jameis Winston is my starting quarterback. And I will decide whether or not I want Ryan Fitzpatrick as the backup on Sundays, or if I want Ryan Griffin as the backup and I want to make Fitzpatrick inactive just to avoid any controversy or any discussion. In the offseason, I make the change. Likely change GM. First things first, get a president in. The president comes in. President can oversee the organization, figure out whether or not he wants to keep Jason Light. Coach will be changed, bringing a whole new coaching staff. No ties. Sorry. I mean, the only one I might consider is Brenston Buckner, but I got news for all of you. That dude, he's got less magic than Fitzmuggle right now. For his Brenston Buckner, your defensive line didn't do shit against an embarrassingly beat up, injured, and patchwork offensive line in the Redskins. So pardon me if I'm not putting you on some fucking pedestal like the rest of the people. New coach comes in, and you know what? In the offseason, Fitzpatrick's a free agent anyway. He's gone. DeSean Jackson's guaranteed money's gone. He's gone. Gerald McCoy's guaranteed money. He's gone. Get him out. And McCoy and Jackson alone, it's going to be like $25 million. Then another three for Fitzpatrick. I think that's all he makes this year. So you're close to between $25 and $30 million in those three players. How about them apples? But, I mean, to me, those are the two options the Glazers have. Don't go to Cutter and force him to play Winston. That's not going to help Jameis. That's not going to help Cutter. That's not going to help the team. Either you ride it out with Cutter because you're evaluating him and his coaching staff to see if you want to bring them back. But if you've already made your decision on Cutter, go ahead and let him go. Elevate Monken to interim head coach and force him to put Jameis in the rest of the year. And if you're Todd Monken, whether you want to coach with the Bucs or whether you want to coach with another team or whether you want to go back to college, It's an opportunity for Monken to show off his head coaching skills. He'll want to be successful. Maybe he helps Jameis in a much better way. And I think that, to me, that's probably the most positive thing that we can look at as fans this year. And by the way, I'm pissed. I'm upset. I'm disappointed. I'm all those emotions rolled up into one. And we're going to have an event. We're going to have a Cigar City beer, Bucks Uncensored watch party this Sunday, Bucks Giants, at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Pinellas Park. And I'm not going to be naive. I'm not going to like try and hype you. Hey, come and root for the Bucks. No, but you know what? We can make this out to be Bucks mob. We can make it a mob scene. And maybe that's something that we have to do. Maybe we can show the Glazers, show the organization, show them that we still love the team. And just because attendance numbers will continue to dwindle and the overall enthusiasm for the organization will probably be at an all-time low, we're still here. We still want you to win. We just also demand change. Because what we are seeing with our own two eyes is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And the Bucks mob will be heard. Because one thing that I've learned about Dirk Cutter over the last 3 years is that he is very good at speaking. I think he's very good with his words. And his words, I mean, give him credit, is what brought us all together. Now, it wasn't his words. He just kind of perfected the saying. The original words were from Teddy Roosevelt, who said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Dirk Cutter said, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, which led right into the Bucks Uncensored podcast. But see, Dirk Cutter's actions have never, now looking back, have never really matched his words. And so, fuck speaking softly. Fuck his words that he said in 2016. We will not be silent anymore. Not this fan base. We are rising to a new era of our fan base coming together. And I've seen it, PewterCast. I've seen it, What the Buck. We got to stop everyone just saying it and start doing it. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to come together as a fan base. You just need something to unify each other. And maybe the Buccaneers' absolutely shitty play, shitty coaching, and grim-looking future, at least for the short term, is something that can bring us together. Because it's not just this group of fans that wants change, and that group of fans that want change, and that group of fans that want change, and the rest of us, the mob, want change. We all want change. That should be what unifies us. The problem is, and we've learned this as, you know, our Facebook page has grown to, what, around 6,000 people. When you have 6,000 people, you're going to have a few that only care about their opinion and their opinion alone. So while all of us could want change, the couple of people in this group think that they should hire this guy. And if you don't, you're an idiot. Well, see, that those aren't the fans. Those aren't people you want. Those aren't even fans. They're fans of themselves. They're fans of their own opinion. You know, maybe Sunday is not just a Bucks Uncensored watch party, but it's a rally. You know, we've had all these political rallies. Maybe this is a rally for change. Oh, kind of. I guess kind of like a Obama rally from years ago. But we're looking for change. The Bucks mob wants change. And so maybe this is finally an opportunity for us all to all come together. Yeah, the Bucks game will be on. But we're going to be eating and drinking and talking and likely talking about draft picks, free agents, head coaching option. Maybe that's what we do the entire time. And we start chants and we video them. And we make sure that the Buccaneers are tagged in these videos. And we make sure that they know, hey, listen, we love the organization, but we also are not going to stand for this type of play that we have to endure ourselves into watching week after week. Change needs to be made. Our voices will be heard, and the best way for our voices to be heard is to do it together in numbers. I have said it from the beginning. We are stronger together in numbers. So if you want, Buffalo Wild Wings, Pinellas Park, just off the interstate. If you take, coming from Tampa, you take the 275 across the bridge, the Gandy exit. It's one of the first exits right off the bridge. You turn right, and it's 5 minutes down the road. Okay? It is not far from the interstate. I'm hoping it's a good central location. I'm hoping we can pack that place with Bucks fans. And I'm hoping that we can get the Buccaneers to understand change is needed, change is welcomed, and change might be the only way you ignite this fan base again. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
All right, this is Bucks Uncensored. Got a lot of Bucks takes we're going to get to, you can imagine. Thanks again to Cigar City Beer for jumping on, sponsoring Bucks Uncensored, being a part of our Bucks Uncensored watch parties, and being a part of the Bucks mob. The Facebook page continues to grow. You can just feel the energy in the fan base. And while the season's not going the way we anticipated it going, or wanted it, or hoped it would go, change is coming. Dirk Cutter's a dead man walking. And at the very least, that's going to make this offseason mighty entertaining. All right, a lot of Bucks takes. Again, Cigar City, we love them. Make sure you grab that High Lie if you're trying to get through the rest of this season. High Lie, the way to go, 7.5% alcohol, I believe. So definitely my go-to beer. They've also got the Invasion, the Florida Cracker, and a lot of other great beers. Cigar City Beer, they've got their tasting room on Spruce Street right here in Tampa, right near the stadium. And of course, you can get Cigar City Beer anywhere locally in the Tampa Bay area. And if you go to a restaurant and they don't have Cigar City, tell them to contact them and get your favorite beer inside your favorite restaurant. I know they haven't met all the Buffalo Wild Wings, so that's what makes me happy. All right, let's get some Bucks takes because we do have a bunch of them, and let's start with let's start with Josh, who's up first. Hello, Josh.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Almost 500 yards of offense and 3 points. 3 points. The kicker needs to be gone tomorrow. The season's over. Clean house tomorrow. What the hell's going on with this team? The body language, everything. It sucks! Why am I going to throw good money after bad to see this? To have my heart broken. My heart broken every weekend. Why am I throwing good money after bad just to have my heart broken for a team? I've been a Bucks fan all my life. Fuck! We can't get it together, man. What's the answer? Fuck! I'm so tired of losing. We had a golden opportunity with the Redskins, and we put up 3 fucking points!
3 points. That's all you get, Josh. Appreciate the Bucks take. Appreciate you coming on with us. And we go straight from Josh to T. T in South Florida. Hey, T.
Justin, T in South Florida. Dirt Cutter, I hope you enjoyed the weather down here. You probably got enough money to stay because you didn't rob the Glazers, because they're going to have to fire your ass. When Catanzaro missed that 30-yard field goal, if I'm the coach, I'm not fucking kicking any more field goals the rest of the fucking game. I'm just not. We saw good coaching today, but we saw it from the Redskins. Their offensive line was decimated, and they found a way to overpower defensive line that we invested, $57 million in, I think the graphic said. Quiz Rogers still getting all those touches. He tries, man, but like you said before, Justin, he wouldn't be on any other team in the league right now. I'm going to apologize now because this shit might go over a minute 30, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible. Being a Bucks fan makes you an alcoholic if you really care. So shout out to our sponsors, Cigar City Brewing. You guys are going to get paid before. You guys are going to do well. I'm over it. I'm over it. The season's over. 3-6. What I want to see now is the young players play. Throw Jameis back in. Fitztragic had 3 fucking turnovers today. And he made some costly decisions like that first down. And Mike Evans got to make that fucking catch. But you got to put it there. He's wide open. He was wide open. Hit him in the fucking numbers. He missed DeSean Jackson. Let's see if he's going to bitch and cry this week. Glazers, do yourselves a favor. Don't wait till the end of the year. End this shit now. You saw the stands today, right? It's always about the money with y'all. So go ahead and show us that you give a fuck, really. We know you give a fuck, but like, really just fire this motherfucker right now? Because he just gave up. I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. I still love my Bucks, but this shit is just fucking pathetic, man.
Ooh, that kind of reminds me. We're going to need a new tagline or slogan for Bucks Mob. I mean, you could still say, fuck speaking softly. I'm just carrying my big motherfucking stick. I always loved it when people ended with their Bucks take with that tagline. It got me fired up. But listen, it's got to be organic. We can't force anything, right? We can't force anything. So let's just let it happen naturally. And let's just know for the interim, it's all about letting our voices be heard. Okay? Bucks Mob. Let your voice be heard. That's not the official tagline. It's okay, but let's not rock and roll with that quite yet. Ken's in Canada. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Justin. It's Ken from Canada. Sick to my stomach right now. I can't for the life of me understand why Cutter would bench Winston when Fitzpatrick, after 13 or however many fucking years he's been playing, can't protect the ball any better. This is ridiculous. Cutter needs to be fired. I was always a supporter up until today, but this is in shambles. He took the play calling back, and this is the result. 3 points. 500 yards, but 3 points. Well, another season in the fucking tank. See what they can do next year. Fuck, I don't... Even on my favorite players, this is embarrassment. I'm wearing an embarrassment. And they're called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I wear them on a hat. I wear them on a jersey. I wear them on a shirt. Embarrassment. That's all I can say. Fuck. I hope next year's better. But
wow. It is a Bucks life. How many Bucks fans say that halfway through each season? God. I hope next year's better. Yikes. You know, Ken? Ken was all the way down here from Canada. I think he hung out with Jeremy from Naples when he was here.
Justin, Jeremy from Naples here, sending in a Bucks take. I'm going to make this quick. First and foremost, Cannizzaro, get the fuck out of here. You're a pro. You have to make those kicks. Guys off the street can do it better. Football is all about the line of scrimmage, and the Bucks are terrible at both. Offensive line can't protect the quarterback for shit. They get hit every play, and the pass rush is non-existent. So we're starting over, I guess. So, Justin, I got a question for you. Cue the Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
I get a thought of maybe who the new GM or team president could be? All right. To Bucks Live. Thanks. Look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Well, I mean, I don't really know quite yet. I mean, I mentioned a couple of guys with that DeFilippo. I'll know him if they hire him. But he was the Eagles' quarterback's coach last year and then became the Vikings offensive coordinator this year. Matt LaFleur for the Titans. These are two young offensive coordinators. Listen, number one on my list is John Harbaugh. If he gets fired or they have part ways mutually, has been reported, if the Glazers aren't ready to pounce on him with a big contract, I mean, that's the professional coach who's run a professional organization and has won a Super Bowl. And there's just a lot of things to like about John Harbaugh. All right. And, you know, I hope that whatever move is made will be the right one. I honestly don't know about president. I don't know. And I'm not holding my breath for Bruce Arians either. So, I mean, honestly, I don't really know. I got to really think about the whole president thing. I mean, the name that continues to come to mind is Tony Dungy, but I don't even know if he wants to do it. And I don't know if I would. Listen, I love you, Derek Brooks. I love you. But I don't know if I'd just give it to Derek Brooks. You know, I mean, I'd like to have somebody who's been around and in NFL front offices recently. Now, don't get me wrong. If they hired Derek Brooks, I don't think I'd be disappointed. I just would love to have somebody responsible other than the Glazers at the top. That's responsible for the hiring of the coach and the GM. That's responsible for the building of a team in a locker room and not just a GM trying to acquire talent, which I think Jason Light has done a decent job in acquiring talent, just never built a team, never had a plan for an overall team. And who knows? Maybe him and Cutter were never on the same page. We don't know. Garv's up next. Hey, Garv.
Hey, Justin. Garv in Sarasota at JP Garv on Twitter. I guess I'm calling to vent to see how calm I am back in Sarasota. Another loss. This season is a complete disappointment once again. My only solutions to it is they're just playing through the motions now. In my opinion, you got to see what Jameis has the rest of the year. See if Kappa can play. See if some of the backups want to play. We're going to have to clean house now and start all over, but we have to find out who the quarterback's going to be. To make a $20 million commitment is a very big deal, so they have to figure that out. But throwing him into the games as things are going now could be bad as well. So it's just a crapshoot. It's a shit show. We're in big trouble. The only way out is a top-to-bottom cleanup. And I hate saying that because you only live so long, Justin. I'm getting up there. And they're never going to be 500 all-time in my lifetime, but I'd like to see some more playoff games maybe. And Glazers, don't even think about raising ticket prices again. I guess that's it. So speaking softly, carrying a kind of a soft stick these days. And that's it. Garv in Sarasota out.
All right, Garv. Thank you. Creepy music in the back. That's fine. All right. We go from Garv. Oh, hola, Javier.
Hey, Justin. Hey, fellow Bucks fans. It's me, Javier, in Panama City, Panama. I have no words. Absolutely no words. I feel heartbroken. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I feel heartbroken about what I just saw today. I think most of us thought to ourselves that it couldn't get any worse than what we saw against the Bears so many weeks ago. But every single game, the Bucks find the way to show us that it gets worse and worse. And I'm sorry about the car noises, but I needed to take a walk with my dogs because I needed to clear my heads and they needed to clear their bladders. I can't blame them. You know what amazes me is that we have an offense that can move the ball but can't score. We have a defense with so much upgrades in the defensive line that they can't generate pressure on an O-line that had three backup players. One was just signed this week. And we got special teams that... we got a kicker that can't kick a fucking field goal. So, you know he's gone. And I don't care if the Glazers don't fire coaches during the season, but after today, Dirk Cutter should be fired tomorrow. No questions asked. There's no accountability. There's no leadership. There's no coaching. There's no adjustments. It's the same thing every week, and everybody knows how to beat us. And this is a mess. This is a total mess. And right now, we're staring right in down the middle of what happened in the 2011 season. Y'all remember that? We started 4-2, and we ended up on a 10-game losing streaks. And the Glazers knew back they should have fired Morris, and they didn't. And now you've learned from experience, and you need to fire Cutter tomorrow. It doesn't matter if they promote me as a head coach. Someone needs to lose their heads for this. Obviously, we're going to clean house in the offseason, but right now, we need a change because nobody's going to take this anymore. And I feel bad for all the people that I know, all the loyal Bucks fans that I can call family, that suffered every single week with spending all their money watching this just like me. And it's a mess. And all I can say is, have a nice week. The sun will come out tomorrow. And as always, it's a Bucks life.
Oh, I might need it's a Bucks life in Spanish. Can we make that happen, Javier? Thank you very much. Let's go to Panama City. Couple of guys up there. We'll start with Chad. Hey, Chad.
Justin, it's Chad from Land O'Lakes. Checking in from Panama City Beach. I'm so fucking sick of this shit. I'm sick of this shit. I can't take it anymore. You gotta blow this shit up. You gotta blow this shit up. He keeps doing the same fucking things. He's making mistakes, he as in Cutter, like he's never been a head coach before. He's still doing this like it's his first fucking game. Who the fuck throws a challenge flag when they have no timeouts? What the fuck? He took play calling duties back over for this game. He admitted it, finally. And you know what's amazing? We can't score in the red zone. Just like when he was calling the fucking plays before. It's time for him to get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Can't take the shit anymore, Justin. I don't even know what to say. I'm just like speechless at this point. So, get Cutter out the door tomorrow. Let Winston start without him. And then maybe he turns his shit around. And next year, he shows he's the quarterback we thought he was. And maybe we can get a real fucking head coach. Although I'm not going to keep my hopes up because the Glazers haven't quite proven that they know how to find one. Anyways, speak softly. No, just kidding. Fuck that shit. Dirk, I'm going to smack you with that big motherfucking stick.
I just hope you light up one side of it. Let your voice be heard. Hey, also up in Panama City is Matt. Hey, Matt.
Justin, Matt from Panama City, dealing with the fallout from Hurricane Michael. And looking forward to a little escape from the chaos on Sunday afternoon to enjoy our beloved Buccaneers for a few hours. And I'll be damned if I wasn't more pissed off and stressed the fuck out watching that goddamn football game than I was in my house riding out the fucking hurricane. Jesus Christ, a comedy of errors. I don't know what to think or what to say, to be perfectly honest. Fucking interceptions, illegal forward pass, got a first down, let's just run sideways and fuck the first down, drop passes, missed kicks, fumbles flying through the goddamn air, our fancy new center with a couple of fucking penalties, rolling the ball between his legs, looking like Garrett goddamn Gilkey, fucking more fumbles, more interceptions, more missed kicks. Just fuck. That's all I can think is just fuck. My only hope is that I wake up tomorrow morning and open Bleacher Report and see that the Bucks have released Chandler Catanzaro. And I don't want to hear any bullshit from Dirk Cutter in his press conference about, like you said, Mike, with Mike Smith, who else are you going to get? It's easy to say get rid of somebody. Who else are you going to get that's better? Fucking don't get any kicker. I think there's a strong argument to be made that having no kicker would be better than having this motherfucker just go for it on fourth downs, go for two, use the roster spot on somebody else, get rid of this motherfucker. Just trying to think of a couple nice things to say. Peyton Barber ran pretty well in the first half. I don't remember a whole lot of them in the second half. And Chandler Catanzaro didn't miss an extra point because we didn't score a fucking touchdown. So I guess there's a little silver lining to that little fiasco. But anyway, man, sticks are lit. And looks like we're circling back around to it's a Bucks life. Like I said, fuck. Just fuck.
Man, I'm sorry you got to deal with all that from the hurricane and then you can't even use your football team as an escape. But prayers are with you, and, you know, we've got a lot of ties to Panama City. Holly worked up there for a few years, actually two stints up there. So definitely a lot of ties up there, and we've helped out a few people, and hopefully everything's going good for you up there as well, Matt. We go from Matt to Lou. Hello, Lou.
Justin, Lou from Port Richey, brother. I don't know, man. I'm this is just fucking awful, man. I'm not even going to yell, brother. I'm not even going to yell. I'm here, bro. I'm just numb to this whole thing, bro. I mean, I just want the Glazers just to fire everyone, bro. Everyone. The Twitter guy, fucking Captain Fear, the kitchen staff, the janitors, the fucking secretaries. Everyone has to go. The sales guys, Bucks, if you're listening to this, I got two words for you fuckers. Taste me, you bastards. Taste me. Taste me, you fuckers.
Taste me? Man, it truly is uncensored. That is graphic, Lou. Graphic. We go from Lou, who usually brings it hot, to somebody who is bringing it hot. Right, Jerry?
Fuck! What the fuck is going on? 480 yards, 3 points. Justin, stick carriers, it's Jerry out from New Jersey, coming in with a Bucks take, and I'm coming in hot, as you guys can already tell. My stick's ready. I've already got my lighter ready. I'm ready to light it on fire. I'm ready to march down the one buck, and I'm ready to crack skulls, bust down doors, and do whatever it takes for this team to want to win. Because they won't want to do it on their own. They don't. There's nothing we can do. We've paid them money. We've given them a great city, great support as fans. But obviously, that's not enough. So we got to go in there and just tell them, no, it's enough. And you got to fucking do it. I'm tired of watching teams better themselves and us stay the same. I'm tired of watching teams get players that we could have gotten and then be absolute studs. It's insane. I'm tired of it. I want change, I want wins, and that's all I want. I want wins, and I want a fucking championship. I don't give a fuck who's the quarterback, I don't give a fuck who's the wide receiver, the running back. God damn it, Ali Marpet could be the wide receiver, but if he's getting 150 yards and 2 touchdowns a game, I don't give a fuck. I'm okay with that, because we're winning. And that's all that matters. That's what it's about. Winning is what it's about. And this team isn't about winning right now. So we need to fucking knock some sense into their fucking skulls and tell them winning is what we want. It's what we deserve. So just get out there and win. I know I'm going over my time and I'm just about done. I just wanted to shout out all the sponsors. You guys know who you are. Shout out to all the stick carriers. Shout out to Justin for the podcast. God, I'm pissed. Seeing him next week. Hopefully we don't get blown out. But as the saying used to go, speak softly, but not speaking softly anymore. I'm gonna bust out my big motherfucking stick. Go Bucks. I'm out.
If you want to send in your Bucks take, very simple. Record your voice on your phone and send it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. We've talked about numerous times all the great podcasts that are out there. One of them, my buddies at PewterCast, Brent and Ren. Brent sending in his Bucks. And we had Ren last week. We get Brent this week. Hey, Brent.
Justin, it's Brent from the PewterCast. Man, look, I know you're getting a crap ton of Bucks takes in today, so I'm going to keep this one to one topic, the defense. You know, for the last couple of weeks on our show, I've been saying that the problem with this team has been the defense. That if the defense could just hold people to under 28 points, hell, hold them to under 30 points most of the time, we'd be okay. Our offense could still go out and do what needed to be done to win the damn game. Today wasn't the case, but usually that's what happens. But man, this defense showed us more of the same thing against a real shitty offense, too. You might look at it and go, oh, 16 points, they might have done their job today. Bullshit. This offense is our defense is horrible. No turnovers. Nothing. We give up four, okay, fine. Go out and create something on your side of the ball, defense. Make something happen. But no, we watch you before the game. And you know what I see? I see you guys bouncing around. I see you dancing with the music. I see you dabbing people up. I see you having fun. I see you doing the arm rolls. And then I look over on the other side of the field. You know what I see? I see the Washington freaking Redskins over there all lined up in neat rows. I see them all doing the same stretch at the same time in unison together with discipline. Our team's over here looking, everybody just doing their own thing. Like Lou said this to me. He sent me a message. He said, it's like they just checked their bank accounts right before they went out on the field and said, I'm good. Yeah, that's about what it's like. So defense needs to get it together. Team as a whole needs to fucking get it together. But this defense, God damn defense. Do something. Make something happen.
No, they ain't making anything happen this year. Okay, we need to all just get this through our brains. It's going to make your Sundays so much more peaceful and enjoyable. Nothing's happening. Okay, they want to get this defense fixed right. They need to bring in a defensive coordinator who has a good understanding of how the NFL is run right now. Not a guy who hasn't called plays in fucking 20 years on defense. Okay? Mike Smith wasn't calling the defensive plays in Atlanta. Yeah, and then Lovie Smith, like, come on. Gotta be better. You have to be better now. Put together a real coaching staff that is good for this era of football. Today, now, 2018, 2019. Not 2002. Shit. Appreciate you, Brent. I mean, I'm with you. Defensive line's atrocious. This Redskins offense was, they were missing their two big playmaking wide receivers, three starting offensive linemen. I mean, they're a mess. They're missing Chris Thompson. They had so many injuries offensively, and they put up 16 points. And Alex Smith had all fucking day to throw. It's embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing. And great, great Bucks take. Brent needed that. All right, let me do one more. If you didn't hear yours today, I'm saving a whole bunch. Just too much, too many. We're well over an hour. Last one's going to be my buddy Rob, Motley Crue head. Hello, Rob.
I can't believe I sat through a football game where our team drove up and down the field and basically came away with only 3 points and 500-plus yards. Then after the game, our coach informs everyone that he called the plays for the first time ever. That explains why we couldn't do shit in the red zone. He has to be the most pathetic head coach I've ever seen. You have one side of the ball that's been working, and you go and fuck it up. He needs to be fired. And they need to also put the 35-year-old back on the bench and get back to our future, which is Jameis Winston. Our 35-year-old quarterback has not done anything different than Jameis Winston did. He has put up garbage yards during garbage time. He's made turnovers at crucial times. Look at the film. Watch him. He's nothing special. Jameis is our future. And if we don't do it now, if I was Jameis, I wouldn't want to sign here or be here next year. And where do we go from there? The next coach, they don't want to come here to have no quarterback or to a 35-year-old quarterback because Cutter is gone. And we need to look at that and say, what the hell? What do you do with Light? He brought all this shit in with these players and the kickers, you know, and I'm trying to be, you know, how do you say it, a good fan and support anything they do. But reality is I can't right now. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of going to, you know, coming home from Miami last night, getting home at midnight and waking up for 8 o'clock for tailgating. And the team doesn't even show up. You know, right now the Bucks go fuck themselves. But, you know, I'll be there next week and I'll be rooting them again because that's what I do. Hope everybody survives without having a heart attack or a stroke because this team is putting everybody in a shitty mood. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
All right, Rob. Love you. Thank you for the Bucks take. Listen, we all feel each other's pain, and I hope that you use this podcast as therapy because we're all going through it together. Share your Bucks takes. Share your feelings. No one's right. No one's wrong. Just venting, getting it out. Maybe it triggers something. Maybe it triggers a thought that you hadn't thought of before. But shifting, go ahead and start shifting the focus. They're 3-6. It's over. It's over. They're not running the table. They're not going 10-6. They're not going 9-7. Not this team. Not this year. And the sooner you come to that realization, the sooner you're going to be able to enjoy your Sundays again. Because if you don't come to that realization and you continue to think that this is the game they're going to turn it around, you're going to continue to be disappointed, dejected, and it's going to lead to a bad week ahead for you. Sad that we have to say that, but optimistic that the next change will be the right one. Well, why do you say that? Because eventually you should fall into the right choice. Just you should just luck into it. But then again, today watching the game, I turned to my dad and I was like, you would think that one pass, one time would get batted in a way that it would land into a defender's lap. Just one time. Just sheer luck. No talent, no skill, no scheme involved. Just luck. Nothing. You would think that one time, one play, one offensive lineman would miss one block. Whether he whiffs on a block or it's a blown assignment or something. Nope. Not. Doesn't happen. Now, my dad also said this to me during the game, and of course I had to tweet it out. This was when the Buccaneers or when the Redskins scored a touchdown. They went up 16-3, and my dad thought, you know what? I mean, I think he was serious. He goes, Bucks are going to win 17-16, miracle. They're moving up and down the field. They're going to get two touchdowns. They're going to win this game. We're going to be like, what the fuck? And I thought about it for a moment. I turned to him, I go, now, you know they'd have to win or they'd have to make both extra points for that to happen. To which my dad responded with, never mind then. I mean, how sad is that? How sad is that? You can't even make extra points. All right. Bucks Uncensored, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. I hope you went to Buffalo Wild Wings this past weekend, took advantage of their $5 game day menu, which includes $5 pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, and Miller Lite. Also, $5 select cocktails, $5 brats and burgers. It's all at Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's all during game day. It's the $5 game day menu, and we will have that menu for you this Sunday at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Pinellas Park, where we are going to make it a mob scene. It's a Cigar City beer, Bucks Uncensored watch party. Yeah, we're going to be watching the Bucks, but we're also going to unite. We're going to come together. We're going to make videos and pictures. You know, we need to show the organization. We don't need to show each other. We know we're all here. We're not going anywhere. There's no bandwagon fans. Okay, there's always going to be some, but there's no, we're going to be here. We want the team to succeed. But we're not going to blindly just be like, hey, you know what? Here's my money. Here, I'm going to make it rain. You guys don't win anything. Just keep losing. I'm going to just, here, just take it. You want a blank check? I'll just give you a blank check. You fill it in? Are you sure? I'll hand you my whole checkbook. No, fuck that. I don't do that. I want change. I want something I believe in so that I feel better about the investment I'm making. You're the same way. You're the same way. It happens at Buffalo Wild Wings against Cigar City Beer. Big sponsor of that. You know it's my beer of choice. I drink it everywhere I go. I'm all over Cigar City Beer, and I hope you are too. Anytime you go out, ask them what Cigar City they have in the bottle, can. They only have the cans in the can. Or on tap, and just make sure that if they have the highlight, just go ahead and get that. Just go ahead and get that. First few sips, numb your lips a little bit, and then it's just all good after that, if you know what I mean. Thanks to Mastro Subaru. Those guys, man, they've been stick carriers. They're part of the Bucks mob. And they're the only car dealership where you can go in. Right? You're looking for a few extra bucks off. You know how you're always trying to negotiate and they can never seem to find that little bit. I'm not talking about Mastro Subaru. They find it. It's called being a Bucks fan. They find that little bit to get to the payment that you need. Just go and tell them you're a member of the Bucks mob. You love the Bucks. You want to get yourself a newer pre-owned vehicle. They'll not only give you absolutely unbelievable service, but they will also dive in and make sure that you are getting the best price possible as well. Mastro Subaru, they got a location in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Go by and see my guys Pete and Steve and tell them that the commish, Bucks Uncensored, sent you there. Thanks to B4, it's what you drink before you drink. So when you drink all of that high lie, not only are you drinking that high lie, but you had your B4 so that come Monday, you are ready to start the week off strong. It's what you drink before you drink. Drinkb4.com and Headlines Barbershop. Christian, you know Christian from Headlines. He makes me look good. He'll make you look good. And they got so many locations all across the Bay Area. Make sure you download that Headlines Barbershop app to find the location nearest you and to book your appointment. Thanks to each and every one of you. Even with the Buccaneers continuing this downward spiral, now 3-6 on the year, the numbers of this podcast continue to go up. Each episode, they're going up, which means you are spreading the word. Continue to do that. Continue to bring people together and let our voice be heard, Bucks Mob. Stop speaking softly. Those days are done. Let your voice be heard. Take out that big motherfucking stick. Light it up and become the mob you've always been. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.